Or talkative.
All right, joined by Steve Torrance, driver of the Cavco Contractors Top Fuel Dragster. The car has been incredibly dominant so far this season. Current Top Fuel points leader, and this is Steve's third win out of the last four races. He's won four of the last 22 times that he faced AB. I think we can finally start to throw that away. That's over. That's over and done with now. We've beaten that one to death. Today, Steve Torrance beat Troy Coughlin Jr., Doug Coletta, and Brittany Force before getting into the final round and ultimately taking home the Wally. So, Steve, I guess, you know, the dream season continues, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's basically been just a dream season. There's no other way to go to beat around the bush and say it. I mean, we've been to eight finals and won six of them or something. I went to eight finals last year and won three of them. So, it's just, at the end of the day, it's a testament to my guys. I mean, I've got a team of guys that have been together 5-6 years, and everybody just has gelled really well. They know. You can come to our pit and there's a whole lot of noise and chaos, but there's no talking. Everything just gets done. They work in unison very well together. Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana, the guys that are making the calls on the car, they, right now, the confidence of every team member, of the crew chief, of the assistant crew chief, and even myself, is higher than it's ever been before. And I think that that shows when you go up there to the start line and you know that I know that I got a car that can beat anybody at any time, so I drive well. And they know that they've got a driver that's going to leave on time, so they tune the car to just go out and win races. And I don't know what Antron did. I think he put a hole out or something. I heard him beside me for a little bit, and then the car shut off. But it's been a truly just unforgettable season. I don't know what's going to happen. There's, you know, we're more than halfway through this deal, and it continues to be just turning a new page every day. But I think I don't want it to stop now. We'll continue doing what we're doing and keep marching on. I did an interview here the other day, and they asked me, well, what are you going to do when it comes time for the countdown, and what are you going to do here? And I said, we're not going to do anything different. We're going to do what we've done to get here, and I don't think our mindset changes at all. We just continue to move forward and go round after round, because unlike golf, somebody else is keeping the points and keeping tabs on what we're doing. And at the end of the day, when we look up after Indy, we'll know where we're at for the countdown. And when we look up after Pomona, we'll know where we're at for the championship. And so if the cards fold out and we're on top, we're on top.
Can you explain the relationship between Bobby Lagana and Richard Hogan, your co-crew chiefs?
Richard Hogan is different than almost every crew chief out there. He doesn't live in Brownsburg. He doesn't live in Indy. He lives in Ennis, Montana, which is one of the most beautiful places ever. And he flies to the races. He goes back home. He's kind of reclusive. Bobby is at the shop and runs everything day to day, oversees all of it, and just couldn't ask for a better guy. We don't have any all of our parts. Everything rolls out. We sell a lot of things overseas. We couldn't run this car on any more of a shoestring budget than had we not had Bobby Lagana. The guy is very frugal and is the lifeblood of my team. He does everything, keeps all the guys together, keeps everybody motivated, and keeps the morale at a high level all the time. So the relationship between those two is a very different dynamic, and it took Bobby to make it work, because Hogan's not a real trusting individual, and you know, he's hands-on with everything, and he's been able to step back and just lay the reins in Bobby's hands during the week. He comes to the racetrack very relaxed, very confident, and very comfortable, and does his job. And then we have a cocktail in the hotel room at night and talk about what we did in the day and what we're going to do next week. And you know, it ends up like always a hunting conversation instead of a racing conversation. But we have a really good team and a really good group of guys right now, and I'll tell you, the difference in this year as opposed to any other year that I've been racing is I'm having a blast. I'm having fun. We're really busy at work. Good Lord has just blessed us with many opportunities. We're fortunate. And when I come to the races on Friday morning and leave Sunday night to go home, I have a fun time the whole time. And in years past, I mean, this has been a job, and then I go back to another job, and it goes back to Bobby and Richard and all those guys. This team is running itself. It's doing very well, and it's not a stress. It's a place to go and get away and drive a race car and have fun. Nobody's got a question. I'm not African American. I didn't know JR was either, and I've known him for a long time. You got a question. I know you do. I talked to you about it.
I can do an hour with you. Yeah. But you got the fastest time off the line this year. That's an improvement for you. And that's helped you win a lot of races. I want to talk about that a little bit.
You know, the reaction time is not always indicative of what the driver does. And you can manipulate that. And some guys go in, roll it in on race day and cheat their reaction time and they pick up some. Or sometimes your car just doesn't move as quick as the next guy's car. And that's been something that I've struggled with in years past. And last year, it was like scratching, clawing, fighting, throw down words about, okay, Hogan, my race car's not moving. I'm hitting the gas at the same time. No, you're not, Stevie. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Well, finally, I get the camera set up, and I'm watching the guys beside me, and they're hitting the gas at the same exact frame on the camera that I am, and they move quicker. So we went to the drawing board over the off season. We made a lot of changes, and now my car moves, and we're on the level playing field as some of these other drivers. And I mean, that's a big deal when you step on the gas and you think you go up there and you know that the best you got is not going to be good enough. It's a mental game. And then when you step the car up and it moves well and you go up there and if I hit the gas on time, I'm going to be right with him or before him. It changes your mindset. It changes your attitude. It changes everything that you do. And this year we've picked the reaction of the car up drastically. I would say at least 100th and maybe 2. So when I go up there and I know that I'm racing Antron Brown, if I step on the gas on time, I'm leaving with him or before him. And that also breeds confidence. Every time you go there, you know that, okay, I didn't miss it. And if I do miss it, I'm going to be 70. And if I crush it, I'm going to be 40. And your margins, they drastically change. They're a lot smaller than they were last year.
So is that like a big reason? That little, I mean, it's a big change, but that little thing, has that helped you win all the races this year?
I don't think I'm not going to take the credit for it. There's a couple races that I've won on hole shots, you know, but consistently I would say that I'm 1/100 to 2/100 quicker average this year than I was last year, and I think that's because of the changes we made to the car. But I'm also a lot more consistent. I don't know what I was in the final, but I was between 45 and 60, I would say.
10, you were 10. Let's just go with 10 now.
I was between 45 and 60 the first three rounds, you know, and that's 1/100. That's a pretty small window when you average them out. So it's on my end of the spectrum there, it's confidence and going up there and being consistent. And as far as just stepping on the gas, I'm not doing it any quicker than I was last year or the years before. The car just moves quicker. And that's what it takes to race with these guys. That's what it takes to beat these guys, because if you can take off with them or before them, it gives you an advantage. And it also gives the crew chief a bit of a cushion, so to say, that, okay, well, we know that Steve's not going to be, you know, behind, and we don't have to outrun him by 300s. We just need to run with him, and maybe he'll get us there. And so it's confidence all the way around, not only as a driver, but as for the crew chief too. He gets to look at it and say, well, we're going to be with them. Now let's just do what we got to do to win the race.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I didn't bring my notes with me. Is this your first win at Sonoma?
This is my first win at Sonoma, yes.
Yeah. Well, what got you over the hump, or is it, have you had...
No, we have. Last year, we set the record. We set the national ET record here last year, and... you know, it's terrible, but as many of these as we go to, I don't remember exactly what happened last year, but we ran really fast in qualifying and screwed up somewhere along the way and didn't win the race. But I love coming to this racetrack. I've never won here before. I want to win here again because it was a lot of fun to do the winner's circle and celebration. But, you know, the longer you do this and the more places you win at and the more successful you are, you always kind of pick the ones you like to win at or like to do good at. This has always been one that I've looked forward to coming to all year long. And to be able to win here, that kind of puts a little icing on the cake, and you want to do that some more. I mean, you know, there's some of the tracks that I care for the least are my favorite ones because we win. You know, so this one, to get a win at one you enjoy coming to, that's just pretty special.
I know you've been asked this a lot, but can you just talk about the difference of being, you know, an independent team compared to, you know, everybody's got teammates and you're on your own? Does it to present more pressures, and do you kind of thrive on it?
You know, I've had a couple opportunities in the past to join some of the multi-car teams, and just God had a way of saying, you know, it's not going to work out, and that's not where you need to be, and we ended up doing our own team, and it's much more difficult. It's more of a struggle. It's harder to do. You're on an island by yourself, and you're figuring things out by yourself. And you know, we have some relationships with some of these guys, but you know, they're also, their hands are tied a little bit. You can't go over here and help Torrance if you work for me and all this. So with all that being said, it's way more gratifying to get these wins, to be successful, and to go rounds. And you know, I have a good time doing everything that I do, and I enjoy talking a little trash and poking a little fun at some of these guys, but it's all in good humor and good fun. But to be able to come out here as a family-owned and family-run race team, and to say every one of those guys on my team is like a brother to me, and have the success that we've had, to be the points leader, to win more races than any of those guys over there, that's not only a bold statement. I mean, that's very gratifying for us, and you walk around with your chest puffed up a little bit and got a little swagger in your step, and you have a good time doing it, because it's very, very difficult to compete at this level. It's even more difficult to win a race, and what's even more difficult than all of that is to consistently win races and go around. So, you know, a top fuel car is the most fickle thing in the world, and to get it to run a good one lap is an achievement, and to do it four laps in a row in one day, you know, it just shows that the parity and the competition level is at an all-time high right now. Go ahead.
Well, this is your first win, your race win here. Wasn't your first top fuel race here against Tully Schumacher? Was that here?
No, the first race in top fuel was 2006 in Reading, Pennsylvania. I remember that just for some reason. I can't remember a bunch of things, but that's one of them.
Congratulations, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Y'all have a good day. In this suit.